Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, from Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, the land of milk and honey, fruits and nuts, and Nancy Pelosi, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and welcome, everybody, and glad to be here. Yeah.
Well, it's 69 degrees where I'm at, mostly cloudy. There is some fog in the area. What's the temperature there?
Right now it is, I will tell you, it is 56 degrees.
56?
Yeah.
All right, cool in the desert.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd have a coat on for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see. We got Mr. Old, former chief of staff and former congressman of the United States, Mark Meadows, who apparently is suing Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th committee ahead of the contempt charges that they're threatening him with.
Well, that's right, Captain. He's refusing to cooperate with the committee, and also what this lawsuit seeks to do, it seeks to nullify the subpoenas that were issued by the January 6th committee for him to come in to testify, of course, and also for his phone records. He's saying basically that the subpoenas are overly broad and unduly burdensome. And that will cause great harm, basically, with the broadness of it all. So he's definitely pushing back, and we'll see where this goes.
Well, any other time in recorded history, when they've gone after a president's chief of staff for anything, let alone a president, there's a certain amount of stuff that just can't go anywhere because of executive privilege. And that's extended to members of the personal staff, but the president's done one-on-one stuff with, as well as some of the cabinet members. And I don't see that happening this time. I don't know if that makes the Democrats special or what the deal is, but I think if this gets challenged in the court of law, which I think Trump is still challenging this, I think he's going to prevail.
Well, and he very may well do that. And I'll tell you this, Captain, I think what they're looking at, both the Republicans and the Democrats are looking at that ticking clock going up to the midterm elections. Certainly the Democrats, what they want to do is they want to create, at least try to make this a big newsworthy thing again so that they can create a narrative that will distract from the bad things that are happening.
They want anything and everything to distract from the election because they know they are going to get slammed into the ground. There are Democrats right now, middle of the road Democrats, that are heading for the hills, abandoning Joe Biden. You want to know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because something got defeated tonight in the Senate, didn't it?
Oh, that's right. The rollback of the vaccine mandate. That's right.
So much for Joe Biden. Lost again.
Well, exactly. And so we may see where this tide is kind of going now. This is not something that the American people are really behind. Yes, I know some people are, and it's probably kind of split down the percentages, but yes, this is not something that Joe Biden's just not being successful in this at all.
Now, the Los Angeles District Attorney, George Gascon, is in big trouble again. The guy never should have been elected. I realize he was elected on George Soros money. I realize he's liberal. I realize he doesn't believe in jailing anybody, believes in no cash bail and all that. And the problem that's been created in L.A. right now is there's more violent crime than has ever been seen at any time with the smash and grab stuff and all this other stuff going on, beatings, burglaries, robberies, shootings. It's out of control.
It truly is out of control, Captain. It's the burglaries, as you said. We've got people that go into holiday parties and rob the people. Now we're getting, in different parts of the country as well, we're getting these brazen carjackings happening. So if you're pumping gas, if you're distracted, you're at the supermarket, you're loading stuff in your car, you got to be careful. I hate to say it, but this is the America that the Democrats are actually actively building, and they know what they're doing. They know exactly what's happening. As you mentioned, Soros and so forth with Gascon, they know what's going to happen when they let all the criminals back out on the street.
Well, somebody was talking to me yesterday about the conversation about the guy that was a smash and grabber that says, well, we could be coming to Florida next. We could be coming into your state because we're everywhere. We're this, that, and the other. And I said, what'd you say? And he said, that's what he said. And I said, well, let me tell you something. In Florida, my state, not only does the owner of the business probably have a gun that you're not going to see, but several of his employees do, too. They are going to shoot you, and you are going to be dead. How's that going to solve anything? And the guy shut up. All right, hold that thought, because, folks, I'm serious. That's what's going to happen. You come into Florida, you try that crap down here, you're going to go out in a body bag. That's all there is to it. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company, a patriotic American and an American-owned patriotic company up there in Minnesota. Now, they have got specials going on right now, coming up on Christmas. There's something there for every member of your family, your in-laws, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your kids, your dogs, your cats. There's something there for everybody at MyPillow.com. And you need to go there and check it out and see what they've got going on. It's not just about pillows. It's about a lot of other things, too. And by the way, I almost wore the slippers out of the house tonight. I caught myself before I got in the car. Otherwise, I would have been sitting here with my pillow slippers on, which would have been okay, but it rained, and I don't want to go walking around out there with a wet road and whatnot when I have to go out to my car or out back and check something because I just don't want to get them wet. I just don't want to do that. But MyPillow.com, check out everything they've got there. And all you got to do, it says with promo code, there's the price. Well, the promo code is always going to be one word, Captain. Yep, Captain. You can remember that one. And they've got a special page there called the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that link, that embossed link that's there with the logo, Radio Listener Specials, and you'll find another bunch of stuff. A big bunch of stuff there with even in more insane low prices, some stuff marked off by as much as 75%. Again, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, You can also call them on the phone. You don't need to do everything on a computer if you don't want to. But you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 and use the promo code CAPTAIN. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. You can go there and buy anything and everything you want for Christmas, for presents, and you've made one stop. You've helped out a patriotic American, and you've helped out a cause. We the people. Mike Lindell believes in it. And he believes in it, and he believes in free speech. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. And Kyle, who's got the slippers now, you or her?
Oh, Mrs. Professor. She loves the slippers.
You haven't been able to borrow them yet?
Well, it's not my size really, but I'm definitely I've seen them. They are wonderful, and I can see, Captain, why people might forget they have them on and walk right out the front door because they're so comfortable.
It was like having a pair of loafers on, and I walked out the front door and I started to get my car and I went, whoa, wait a minute, and it wouldn't have worked last night because the road, the driveway, and everything was wet back here, and I certainly don't want to get those things wet. I don't think that's a fantastic idea. But anyway, you know, with all the focus on the cities right now with the smash and grab robberies, they seem to be occurring and they seem to be directed at Democratic liberal district attorneys where they know, number one, either they're not going to be prosecuted, or number two, there's no cash bail. It's just they let you out the same day you do this stuff and you're free to come back the next day and do more if you want to.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's no coincidence of that, I think. So there's definitely some, forethought going into that to say, if we do this in this city, in this, this county or this locale, nothing really is going to happen. Look at what's been happening in San Francisco, Captain, where the people walk in, they just get whatever they want, walk right back out. Well, they may not be getting prosecuted, but those stores, like the drug stores, Walgreens, what have you, CVS, you know, they're closing their stores, and they're not going to come back. And there's not going to be anything in those neighborhoods. And then you have people say, well, but now there's no drugstore. And what do we do now? I have to go several miles to a drugstore. Well, all this has that effect. And so elections matter. You borrow a Barack Obama term, right? Elections have consequences. And so that's right. Who you elect as your mayor, your district attorney, and so forth, that all matters.
Yeah, right. And, remember the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the TCJA, passed about 4 years ago?
Right, right.
You remember all the discussion about that from the Democrats about how this was going to be a plus for the wealthy and it was going to cost the middle class and the working class in general a lot of money? Their taxes were going to go up and this, that, and all that?
Oh, right, right.
Well, they lied through their teeth, folks, and I got the proof right here. Of all people, the IRS... The IRS did their own data on this, and it shows that it benefited the middle and working class Americans, just like Donald Trump said it would, more than the wealthy type improved. It also improved economic mobility and made the U.S. income tax system more progressive. And the bigger people did not get the break that the Democrats said they were going to. The people that got the break were the people in the middle of the stack.
Well, right. Well, you see, Captain, Donald Trump is a doer. He makes things happen, and he brought all that together. We got the tax cuts going, and the tax cuts in and of themselves show what happens when you do that. What the Democrats do, the Democrat Party elite, and many in the media, what they do versus doing is they do shouting. They're shouting, it's going to blow a hole in the budget. It's going to, it, only the rich will prosper from this, and it's going to cut out the middle class, et cetera, whatever it is. But they're just going to keep shouting it as loud as they can and drown out. But then here comes the facts. Uh-oh.
Yep. Let me make a point here based on the facts. Based on this indisputable data from the IRS, who did this themselves, one would think progressives would cheer the success of the TCJA. However, don't hold your breath waiting for any jubilee, because in the months leading up to the passage of the TCJA, the leftists roundly criticized the bill as nothing more than a godsend for the rich at the expense of hardworking middle-class Americans. Chucky Boy Schumer even issued a press release that said it would stuff even more money into the pockets of the wealthy and the biggest corporations while raising taxes on millions in the middle class. It did no such thing. He lied. He was wrong.
Well, that's right. But class warfare, Captain, is the thing that the Democrats believe benefits them most. So anything that Donald Trump or the Republicans would have proposed would have simply been framed as class warfare. Look, it's going to make the rich richer, and you're going to get poorer, and that's not fair to you because they're doing something to you. No, they're not doing anything to you. But if they can gin up class warfare, and as an extra added bonus these last couple of years, right, race hatred, they think they've got it made in the shade, and you know, we can't let that happen.
Well, here we are 4 years later. The world's not ended. Armageddon has not taken place either. However, what has occurred 4 years after the TCJA became law is the exact opposite of what the dire predictions were espoused by Chucky Boy Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and so many other Democrats. They were wrong. They're not admitting it. I wouldn't expect them to anyway, but they were wrong. They were not admitting it, and we prospered, and the middle class did well. And right now, the Democrats are trying to take that away.
They're trying to take that away, and also the Bidenflation is taking that away.
Mm-hmm.
The uncertainty is taking that away. All these different things are happening because, honestly, they don't want the middle class to prosper. I'm not talking about rank and file across the country. I'm talking about the Democrat Party elite. They don't want you to prosper because they need to have another government program that they're going to say is going to save you, is going to help you. If none of that's real. It's just the same stuff all the time.
Let me tell you how the $50 million barrels of oil have saved the country because, it dropped the price 2 cents. Maybe it dropped 3 cents. Well, folks, here we are 3 weeks later, and oil is right back up where it was. As a matter of fact, the wholesale price of gasoline has gone back up 30 cents. Remember, it dropped 29. Now it's up 30 cents. Diesel is up the same, 30 cents. And futures of oil are now up to $83 a barrel. And that's how good their 50 million barrel release went. Because where did that oil go, Kyle?
Well, it didn't go to the United States or the people of the United States. It went overseas to different places.
Who got it?
Was, I think China got some of it.
Who else?
Who was that?
India.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but
they got the majority of it.
But what the news cycle becomes then is here comes President Biden and he says, today I'm ordering 50 million barrels out of the SPR and I'm going to help everybody. And they get what they believe is positive coverage. You get a lot of people to say, the president's doing something. It's all an act. It's all just an illusion. They want to just get a good news story out there.
Well, I'd like to know what he did. And by the way, congratulations to CNN for all of the trying to build up the fact that Biden did something really fantastic with gas prices and whatnot. He's a joke. He hasn't done anything. It's costing just as much, if not more. By the way, hello, $5 a gallon out there in California and other places in the Northwest. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
The Omicron variant is less transmissible and less potent than other COVID-19 variants. As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
It's a weak variant. Its transmissibility is comparable to the Alpha and Beta variants. It's about a third of what Delta is.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, Pfizer and BioNTech announced on Wednesday that its three doses of the Pfizer vaccine appear to offer a more robust protection than two doses. The companies are also working on an Omicron-specific dose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, Santa Frank, and we appreciate that. And you'll hear a lot of that coming up here the next couple of weeks or so. I got a lot of different things that I'm going to be dropping into the show from time to time, including Santa himself. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take every day, a couple of times a day. Now, Relief Factor is something that helps my body to reduce inflammation, which is a problem that I have with my left ankle and my leg and my foot, and also helps me with the bursitis and the arthritis that I have in my left shoulder and my my right shoulder and my left wrist, and it also helps my back, which has been fused. Now, the combination of the ingredients in the product, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, not only do that by helping your body's natural response to inflammation, but they also lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problems are you have. And it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. I've never seen anything quite like it, the way it works. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It got me off Mobic and Flexeril, and that was a great thing because I was getting side effects for that, making me dizzy when I shouldn't have been, making me tired when I shouldn't have been. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. and go over there and check out the three-week quick start that costs $19.95, gets it all going. And you'll know by the end of that third week if it's going to work for you. Now, I have not had anybody get back to me and tell me it hasn't worked for them. So that's a good sign right there. So if you're in pain, all you got to do to lose pain is give it a try. Relief Factor, $19.95, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we were talking about Joe Biden and oil and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And it is a problem that's there. And we can't really lay our hands on how the best way to solve the problem is. But I do know we were drilling a lot of oil, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We were producing a lot of oil, right, at the refinery level?
Sure.
And we stopped all that, right?
Yeah. Well, Biden stopped all that, yeah.
Yeah, Biden stopped all that. And as a result, we're all suffering in the process, and we knew this was going to happen. Plus, how many people did they lay off from work up there at the Keystone XL pipeline and some of those rigs that are up there, as well as out in the Gulf? They shut down some rigs.
Well, they did, and especially in the context of the pipeline as well, it's the people that worked on the pipeline. By the way, a lot of that's very highly specialized work. So you're not going to go easily and find another job that's going to be paying what those jobs paid because of the highly specialized work. And it's very disingenuous, Captain, for the president or the administration to say, like, you know, go get another job, you know, and it'll be a great such and such a job or whatever, but or like installing solar panels or something. It's not going to hold a candle to what they were trained to do and what they specialized in and what they were, the rate of payment they were getting for that. It creates a false reality that somehow, oh, they're not going to work on the pipeline, but they'll go get a great union job somewhere else. It's that they don't care. All they wanted to do was stop the pipeline because, it number one, it was a Trump thing, but also, number two, it begins to do exactly what they say. Well, just go get an electric car then. I mean, they honestly, just like they don't care about the workers that lost their jobs, they don't care about the people who have to go out and try to find an electric car, for goodness sake, and pay the money for that.
Right, because you can only go so many miles with an electric car before you have to plug it in and charge it again, and it's not a trickle charge. A trickle charge after about 3 or 4 hours might get you another 100 miles to where you need to go, but if you really want to charge it, you got to charge it for 6 to 8 hours to get it back up to full charge. And let's just picture you got an appointment, a sales meeting in Atlanta, and it's going to be at, let's say it's going to be at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or even 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's say you get up at midnight to drive up to Atlanta the way you normally would with a car so that you're up there by noon. You're up there in plenty of time. You're up there in 12 hours because you can actually make it to Atlanta if you pay attention and don't dilly-dally around in 8 to 9 hours at the very most in a car doing the maximum speed limit right up through the way right to Atlanta. Matter of fact, there's trucks that'll do it a little bit less than that because they don't have to stop. Now, the thing of it is what you get into is about 3 hours out, 4 hours out, if you're doing the speed limit, you're going to have to look for a charging station, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So what in the hell time would you have to get up to go 3 or 4 hours in an electric car, stop, plug it in for 4 to 5 hours, then go another 6 hours or thereabouts, or 4 or 5 or whatever the situation might be, to get to your destination? Look at the time you've added to your trip.
Well, certainly. And the practicality factor, you know, I'm all for mission-specific kinds of things. You know, you know, if you're commuting 20 miles a day to your job, an electric car might be a great thing in the sense that I go back and forth to my office or to my job. But the ability, Captain, let's get rid of all the gasoline engines. Let's not even sell them anymore. And on it goes. But the practicality factor is going to really hobble the U.S. economy.
It is. And the one that was doing all the yapping about electric vehicles, that's not yapping very much anymore, is Kamala Harris, the vice president. Has anybody seen her lately doing anything?
Not really. I know that I think she made a couple of like appearances where she's behind the president or something like that. But you know, the best thing for her to do is just don't say anything at this point. Like, just go, you know, at some point come out and I was going to say Merry Christmas, but you know, maybe Happy Holidays or something.
I'm looking at a picture of her behind Biden, who's talking at the lectern, the podium, and she has got a look on her face like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, you know, this is just the wrong job. It's a bad fit. I mean, it's all those things.
Well, let me put this out there. Vice President Kamala Harris may very well be one of the most unpopular people in American politics today, right now, both with the voters and in Washington, D.C. Now, we've been hearing reports about the internal strife and the departures from her staff, giving off the feeling of a sinking ship that the rats are abandoning right now. And the fact of the matter is, a new poll has shown that a large majority of voters just do not like Harris at all, with the very unfavorable numbers outweighing the very favorable by a massive margin, 18 to 20% in two different polls that I'm looking at.
Well, absolutely. It's hard to believe, Captain, that someone who works in Washington or is in that biz, for lack of a better term, would not want to work for the Vice President of the United States. Whoever they were, you know, take the politics out of it. It's very prestigious. There's no doubt about it. And you're right. They're jumping ship.
Well, this is almost as if she's being kept away from important events because of her extreme unpopularity.
I think you're right. And I also think, Captain, that she's really messed it up on her own, because people don't see her, I really don't think they see her as being very serious about things, because she hasn't done things that are worthy of that at this point. I think there's probably so many different women candidates that would make a light years better vice president. So it's not a gender thing. It's not anything this is about her personality and her abilities.
When he went, "We're going to have a black female," he said that right away. "We're going to have a black female as a vice presidential candidate," and he got all excited. I thought to myself, you had the Senate, one of the Senate leaders, female leaders, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, very sharp individual standing there. What was wrong with her?
Well, and if my memory serves, wasn't she getting votes? Kamala never got votes. She was polling at what? Well, let's just say 2%. I mean,
maybe less than that.
Yeah, and she dropped out before New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So I
think Amy Klobuchar finished third.
Yeah, I think you're right. But there's so many. He could go to other candidates and could have made a much better choice, one would think. But now it's on display for the world to see. I don't think that it's recoverable.
Reputation precedes her, because we know the reputation about how she moved her way up the ladder in California and whatnot. And it appears that she didn't learn much from the view she had.
Well, in all, she's just a machine politician. She's not creative. She's not leading. She's just there because, hey, I got this job now, and it doesn't work that way.
All right, Mr. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the weather first time around. Yep, we got weather. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break because he's going to be around hour number four.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That is AC/DC. That's from the movie Iron Man 2. And that, Kyle, is Shoot to Thrill.
Shoot to Thrill, classic AC/DC.
Oh, I'm telling you, they had it going.
Yeah, perfect soundtrack for that.
Yeah, and some of the noise you were hearing was actually the movie.
That's right.
Yeah, that was playing during the movie when different things were going on. But I'm telling you, what a group.
Oh, yeah, AC/DC, yeah. They've with the different iterations they've had and so forth, absolutely. But Angus on the guitar, man, there's no stopping him.
Okay, let me get into the discussion here for a minute. A developing storm will impact the western mountain ranges through Thursday. This storm is going to track inland across portions of the Rockies, High Plains, and upper Mississippi River Valley for the remainder of the week. Now, further south, there's the chance for severe weather, which will extend from the Ohio Valley into the lower Mississippi River Valley through Friday night. So what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, it looks like in Colorado they're expecting really some of their first big snows, the first real big storm of the season.
West of I-25.
That's right. That's exactly right. And mm-hmm. So what they find sometimes, it comes a little bit earlier in the year. It seems to be coming a little bit later in the year. It's not completely uncommon for it to start up in this time in December, but they are waiting for it. They've had a little bit of snow here and there, but this is going to be the first real big snow. So a lot of especially ski resorts and mountain areas, they're waiting for this. And we are seeing a lot of winter storm warnings, even avalanche watches. So as you come across I-70 through Eagle, through Glenwood Springs, over to Parachute, you're going to be in a winter storm watch. And then there's also avalanche warnings that's just going to be just a little bit south of there, as a matter of fact. So and also, as you go all the way up to the border with Wyoming, the winter storm warning goes up there, winter weather advisories. Also in Wyoming, it looks like in Wyoming they may get 3 to 6 inches of snow. A lot of this is going to be really south of I-80. That's where the heaviest snow evidently is going to be. But all through Laramie, Cheyenne, Rawlins, Rock Springs, you've got the winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings. Now over to our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City. Looks like it's actually raining there right now, 43 degrees, but mm-hmm. they've also got snow. Of course, it looks like it's going to be at least 6 to 12 inches in Wasatch Back area, and then also 8 to 18 inches in the mountains. So this is going to go all the way up and down Interstate 15 all through Utah, so be careful of that. Winter weather advisory coming across I-80, northern Nevada through Reno as you head towards Sacramento. And get this, Captain, in the California Central Valley, they've got a freeze watch going on. So if you're coming up Highway 99 through Fresno, from Bakersfield or up Interstate 5, just to below Stockton, you've got a freeze watch going on, so make sure you got your fuel right and just be aware of it. Also up near Ukiah, this is on the coast of California, Eureka as well, freeze watch. Now, for our friend Richard the Marine in Oregon, Richard, we're going to tell you, I don't think you're going to have to bug out anytime soon, but just keep watching the news, because there were 55 earthquakes, Captain, off the coast of Oregon, about 250 miles off the west coast. It does have to do with some faults out there, but they don't think it's a precursor for anything bigger.
Well, I'll tell you what. Al is going to be up to his butt in snow, because there's snow coming across I-80 all the way over towards where he's at. And then we're going to have snow showers going across over into Omaha. And the southern part of South Dakota will have snow showers. Also into the northwestern and northern part of Iowa. And the southern one-third of Minnesota. The western half of Wisconsin. You're all going to be getting snow there. So if you're going along I-90 tonight in the state of Wisconsin, as well as I-90 in Minnesota, you're going to be in snow. Now, we've also got snow again up off the lake, Lake Ontario. We've also got snow up off Lake Superior and Lake Huron up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and a little bit of snow starting in around Traverse City in Michigan. It also looks like as if we're going to be getting some snow in Maine, the northeastern corner of Maine, by way of the ocean and the winds and the cold temperatures that are up there right now. So that's kind of unusual. And then moving on down into South Carolina, North Carolina, we're going to have fog in the lower part of North Carolina. straight through the middle of South Carolina. If you're on I-95, you'll be in it all the way down to, Florence. And then if you're on I-85 and going to Atlanta, you'll be in it all the way to Atlanta, because I-20, I-85, the central portion of Georgia tonight, has got a dense fog advisory, as well as going across the central part of Alabama to include Montgomery, on down to Mobile, over into Pensacola, and then it kind of jumps around over towards Biloxi, down towards New Orleans, and in Florida right now, we have patchy sections of fog right here around me. I just went outside here an hour ago, stuck my head outdoors, see what it was doing, and we do have a little bit of fog in my area, not much, that's Tampa Bay, and we do have fog tonight along I-10, coming out of Jacksonville, going across over towards Gainesville, and maybe up as far north as Lake City. But that's about it, and that's what the weather's looking like right now, Kyle.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And don't forget, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com, and you can find out how you can join the Drivers Club, and you can also pull into a Pilot or Flying J, walk right in, and you can join the Drivers Club right there. You're going to want to do it because you're going to get more points, or get points, rather, for all the stuff that you buy, including fuel, supplies, and food at the Pilot or Flying J. Then you can download the app, and you can track your points as well and get great offers. And this time of year, folks, if you're going to do some last-minute Christmas shopping and so forth, you're going to find a lot of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J's.
And by the way, folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news with Kyle Warren with hour number two, Dr. Fauci is changing the game again, changing the playing field, changing some terminology, because the definition of fully vaccinated is about to get changed from what it is now to something different. Way to go, little Dr. Fauci, trying to be relevant again. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.